This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So it's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
So Tuesday though?
Tuesday, no, I'm meeting somebody.
Come on, we got a show to do.
All right now, let's get with it.
I hate this word, but this is gonna be epic.
This is gonna be epic, bro.
We are overselling again. I wouldn't expect epic today, I gotta be honest with you. I don't know, I think the eclipse affected me weird yesterday. Something's going on.
I think it affected my sleep.
Let me tell you something about sleep.
Okay.
I was so out of it this morning when first of all, I was like, what is that sound? I didn't know where I was, what day it was. I was debating, is it the weekend?
Danny woke me up. He says, I just want you to know your alarm's been going off for 30 minutes and you haven't moved.
You were out of it too.
He said, get up before I leave. So I played on my phone and fell back asleep. But phone, I'm here. What time
phone,
is it?
Phone,
I'm here.
Phone laying on your chest.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So tired.
Yeah, I was so out of it. I don't know. Maybe that eclipse gave us a good deep night's sleep. I don't know.
Yeah, the moon does some wonky stuff, so who knows?
Great pictures I'm seeing on the interwebs, man. And I started looking for them. Some of these people got some of the most incredible shots I've ever seen. And I saw where a couple got married during the eclipse in Texas.
Wow.
Can you imagine the pictures they've got? I hope those pictures just go. I want to see those.
Because they were in the path of totality,
yes.
Right?
Yes. You imagine? But they're awesome. Time to get up.
See the way you're taking care of your mama. I just want to be good as you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I just showed Eddie a picture that has another amazing shot from the eclipse yesterday. It was a picture of the eclipse in the exact moment the sun was completely blocked out by the moon's shadow and an airplane flying past it. The plane is to the 11 o'clock position, the contrails down at the 5 o'clock position. It's an incredible shot. Now, I know a lot of people enhance these photos that they have, and I don't blame them. I'd enhance them, too.
Right.
But some of the most beautiful pictures have been showing up. I've loved going through there looking at them.
I didn't really go on a search for them, so I got to check those out today.
Oh, I did. I just enjoyed looking at them, and it'll be more and more popping up. You know, it's an amazing. I did not get a good shot. You got a couple of good shots.
They weren't great, but
pretty good.
Just trying to get something before it went away.
Trying to give you a pat on the back here.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate that.
There were some nice shots. I didn't get any good shots because I was in a position where the clouds just obscured everything where I was standing. But I got that after shot where there was a weird sort of glow.
The light looked weird for a while. It was just strange, but it was cool.
Yeah, so yeah, yes. So I hope you got to see it. I hope you got to enjoy it and get some good pictures. And if you did get some good pictures, for God's sakes, post them up and tag the Wolf because I want to see them.
Yeah, we like good shots.
Yeah, I just told her that a couple got married in Texas yesterday. And I'm dying to see the pictures from their wedding during, they timed it so that it was during the actual eclipse the whole wedding took place during that time.
I am totally looking it up right now.
They are, Will Perkins is the guy's name, and this happened in Lampasas, Texas. That's L-A-M-P-A-S-A-S, Lampasas, Texas. They're both ICU nurses. They met in California, and the whole family was there for the big wedding during the eclipse. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed yesterday's eclipse.
What a beautiful family.
Are they?
Yeah, I haven't found the wedding photos, but pictures of them, gorgeous.
So, anyway, we got a lot to get to today. We have tickets for you to see Park and McCollum at the White Oak Amphitheater. And today, I'm going to just go ahead and be straight up with you. I've got a secret star, and it's going to be hard.
Oh, great.
It's going to be hard. So, we're going to do it anyway. In my opinion, the clue comes at the end of the clip, and it's longer than a lot of the clips I've used before. I'm giving you a good shot at it.
Okay, this is pro tips for later.
So if you like that Dale City Star game, we're going to play that coming up in just a few minutes. 7 after 6 o'clock, we're waking up with the Wolf, Jason Aldean.
Let your boys be country. Let them...
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go ranching. Ranch Roundup is about to wind up. See what I did there? Roundup, wind up. Anyway, we're down to the champion dip round. It's John Brown's Country Store against Little Creek Diner. Vote by midnight Thursday. Midnight Thursday at 931wolfcountry.com.
The heat is on. I am loading up the bracket, and we'll scroll down and see what it says right now. Oh, boy. Less than 24 hours since we kicked off the champion dip round. John Brown's Country Store against Little Creek Diner. 324 to 262.
Okay, hit me again with this.
324.
So, to who to who?
I will tell you.
Well, you just did a minute ago, and I want you to do it again.
John Brown's Country Store, 324 to Little Creek Diner's 262.
Oh, boy.
I would still consider that neck and neck.
It is. It's a battle. That could change in 5 minutes.
I had someone message me yesterday saying, what's the numbers right now? What do they look like? How they look now?
Give me a report.
I said, I ain't in front of my computer. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Well, we definitely just checked them. So I do consider that neck and neck.
No, absolutely. It's too close. Too close to call.
So if you are a patron and a fan of John Brown's Country Store or Little Creek Diner, you need to vote. And if you work there, mobilize your troops. Staff, tell your friends, wait staff, tell your customers, print the poster, put it up everywhere, at the register, on the door, on the table.
You've got today through the end of Thursday. Do not get comfortable.
Yeah. So, again, voting has been through Sunday, but on this deal, it's through Thursday because we're going to announce the champion on Friday.
Scary stuff.
Yes, it is. So, good luck. Vote 931wolfcountry.com again. Robin comments does not count as votes. It has to go through the website to be automatically counted. See, we're not drawing straws and stuff. This is actually done. This is all counted up. It's all official, okay?
Yes.
So, vote at the website at 931wolfcountry.com. Speaking of competition, UConn beat Purdue last night in the championship game, 75-60. That's 2 years in a row.
UConn, man,
has been the champion. About that, huh? Here's Keith Urban.
Friday night and the moon is high, so this is where it ends.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you, and thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I don't know that we say thanks enough. We appreciate you.
It's a Dale and Croaky.
She's having a hard time.
I've had a whole bottle of honey, I swear to God, in like 3 days.
It's a combination of the allergies and everything else, really. I mean, it's just terrible. It's terrible allergy season. We're right in the middle of it.
I'm telling you, I'm dying.
Well, I hope you feel better soon.
I'm working on these. I don't know if I can drink one more Mint Majesty hot tea, I swear.
Keep pounding them, baby.
I'm trying.
Today, voting begins in the News and Record Reader's Choice poll.
Ooh, did we make it onto that?
I don't know.
I'm looking right now.
Check and see. If you Google Greensboro News and Record Reader's Choice poll, then it'll come up and you vote. And we nominated every, we'll see what happens. Even made it in there, but And I don't even know. Remember what category is it in? Entertainment or is it? Because you think it's in people and personalities, but it's not. It's in something else.
It is under. Let me go scroll down here. I know that it's under people and personalities.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I was wrong then.
Then you scroll down to, and I'm lost. People and personalities. Here we go. Then you scroll down. It's been a while since I've been on this, since we talked about it. There is the TV, okay, radio personality.
All right. Do we make it?
So your name is on there. That's it.
No, I'm not the only nominee, though.
I mean, no.
How many nominees are there?
There's a Maddie from down the street. Then there's the Get Up show with all three of them.
Forget those guys.
The two names that we're not going to speak. And another name I won't speak of. And then you, Dale.
Okay. The last couple years I was nominated, I didn't even know it.
Wow. Good for me not making it on there. Love that for me. A humbling moment.
Well, then you can vote for me then.
I'm not voting for you, Dale.
Okay, please. Come on.
No, you did not just beg for a vote.
So, yeah.
That was the Greensboro News and Record. I am now on the Winston-Salem Journal.
Oh, yeah, because they do it at the same time and use the same third-party company to do it. So they look exactly alike when you look
at
them.
What a humbling moment this is on air, Dale. We did not make it onto that one at all.
Oh, the Winston-Salem Journal.
Neither one of us or our show.
Yeah.
Our company down the street, I mean, our company, our friends down the street, Jams is on there. And then a bunch of names, I don't know whose.
All right, well, I'll vote for Jams then.
I ain't voting for nobody. Screw all y'all. I'm out.
She's out.
Clear of my history so it never pops up again. I hate it here.
So, we appreciate your support.
For
in this
what
case,
support?
I appreciate your support.
Yeah, Dale is the only person.
I'm just going to turn her mic off now because she's not.
I'm nobody.
Yeah, just if you'll vote, that'd be fantastic. Got to mobilize my peeps now. All my shooters, all my guys, all my gun
guys.
He did
not just say shooters.
All my shooters, my gun guys, get on there, man. vote for your boy here.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, that's going on.
He's
going
to make this his whole personality. What is this thing in? April's so great.
Yeah, you got a whole month of hearing me.
Great.
The hell of it is that you would be doing the same thing.
And would. Free plugs. Follow me on Instagram at @AnnieCamp_on.
Oh, here we go. She had to do something like that, didn't you?
You can see how I woke up this morning.
Here's what I'll do. I'll put voting information at Wolfman Dale on Instagram. That's Wolfman Dale on Instagram. Follow me for more.
You know, the ranch ride is almost over, Dale. It means we got to start our social media wars.
That's right. We've been talking about doing that, but we haven't done it because there's been so much other stuff to do, like the ranch roundup. The furious fighting in the ranch roundup. It's been fisticuffs the whole time. And now the champion dip round is on. Can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to dip some ranch. I hope one of these places got something fried delicious that I could put that ranch in on.
Well, you know they do. You know they do.
Just saying, they better.
Oh, they will.
Oh, what a great song this is. It's a killer. I love it.
Our neighbor, here's Scotty McCreery on the Wake Up with the Wolf show.
I've seen a dozen texts and I ain't heard. Boys back here.
They're the Dillons, Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott. How could you ever remember? I couldn't remember that. Why? And what caused those two guys to get together? Hey, it'll be cool. We're Dillons. We'll both do. Both spell our name the same and everything. We're dope Dillons.
I love it. Double dose of Dylan.
It's double D's. And the boys back home. Hey, look at this. I just happened to see this. Now that we're betting in North Carolina on everything. There's a lot of these betting sites and a lot of tracking sites to keep you up to date on everything that's going on in sports like Bet Carolina. Well, Bet Carolina had a thing on there that ranks Raleigh as the fifth most boring city in America. Oh,
there's so much to do in Raleigh.
Raleigh town, boring. Number five. Number one is Indianapolis was number one. I can see that. Also on the list, Phoenix. Is number three, the most boring city in America. Although I agree, I like Raleigh, but then again, we're Carolina-minded people. We're going to be sort of on that train. Hey, we got the Raleigh Trolley.
Yeah.
That's cool, isn't it? That is a cool name for your trolley. It is. By the way, Raleigh's got all their bus system is free right now through the end of June. They did it last year. So if you're using public transportation or if you want to go and you do a bunch of stuff downtown, you don't want to drive your car, you can ride that for free Not just the trolley, the whole bus system. Because the Raleigh trolley, you've got to reserve time on that. You can't just jump on it like you do in Greensboro.
Why is it so perfect, Raleigh trolley?
It is, isn't it? It is perfect. All right. 6:44, got that top three coming up.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today.
Two.
Top.
One.
Three.
Go.
Okay, seriously, wait. Before you throw out those glasses from the solar eclipse, I got a way to repurpose them because we love reduce, reuse, and recycling. So, you can send these to Latin America for kids to enjoy for the August 2024 eclipse. And you can send them to Eclipse Glasses USA, and you just make sure you ship them before August 1st so they can be sent to the kids before their eclipse. And I have the address. It's a P.O. box in Provo, Utah. Provo, Utah. I'm sorry. But it's Eclipse Glasses USA. It's an LLC, and you can Google it. Get that P.O. box 50571. I mean, you can just Google it, and it'll come up because they are LLC. But what a great way to reuse and help out some kids who can't get their hands on them, you know? We were all searching for them yesterday, last minute and all weekend. So
yeah, that's a great thing. I had not heard of that until you told me about it. Love it.
That's what the top three's for.
It is.
So I also, what did I do here? Lord of mercy.
What have you done? Have you done something wrong again?
No, I just
You can't. Know you'll be punished for these things.
I can't find my screenshot I took. There it is. Okay. So there is something I'd never heard of. They maybe have done this, but I don't know. Carowinds is doing a summer music fest, and it says it expands lineup with 6 country music artists.
They have done this before.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard of it. So here I am to tell you about it. They've got a bunch of stars all summer long in their summer music fest. It transforms the park experience with all this great live music. It's a multi-weekend festival, and it features headline and opening performance at the Palladium there. That's the park's amphitheater. And there's also local bands performing throughout the park, which sounds really cool.
Nice.
So Friday, July 5th is Liam Rhymes. July 26th is Brett Young with Restless Road. Saturday, July 27th, Brantley Gilbert and Lauren Elena.
Brantley Gilbert and Carowinds, come see me.
And then we get away from the country with Skillet and Flo Rida in August.
Yeah, that's the opposite end of the whole thing there with the Skillet.
And then August 10th, Russell Dickerson with Tyler Rich.
All right.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And if you buy a park admission, your ticket to the performance is also included. And they say season pass holders can enjoy all performances as part of their pass benefits.
Beautiful.
So
thank you, Carowinds.
I know. It's something else to do. And number three here to round out today's top three. Say hello to Driscoll's newest flavor innovation. They have made Blue Bliss raspberries.
I've heard about this. I haven't tasted them.
So you know how we always eaten like flavor called blue raspberry? That's not really a thing until Driscoll's has made it a thing. And so now they combine the sweet and juicy flavor of raspberries with the oh-so-beautiful color of blueberries. And they call it the Blue Bliss Raspberry. And they said it has delicious flavor of your favorite candy and a sweetness that's foolishly good. You know what I just thought about?
What did you just think about?
This might have been an April Fool's joke.
maybe not.
I don't know. It looks pretty legit. We better look this up.
I mean, you can do this. I mean, they do this all the time. They always crossbreeding with all these different plants, for vegetables, fruits, the whole nine yards. They also, there are fruits in the store now that I don't even know what they are. I see something. What in the world is that?
Tell me how. We got cotton candy inside of a grape. I'll never know.
I don't
understand it.
Pretty crazy.
It was an April Fool's joke, Driscoll. Wow, on live radio, I made a fool of myself.
It's okay, though. You've done it before.
Thank you, Dale. Every day, actually, yeah.
Jenny!
She was aware of her insecurity.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien. It's Eddie Camp. Good morning to you, and we are coming down to the wire. The Ranch Roundup Champion Dip Round is underway right now. Voting through Thursday at 931wolfcountry.com. You got to get your vote in by midnight. Again, that's Thursday by midnight. We'll announce the champion Friday morning. How's the voting going?
John Brown's Country Store is getting a little closer to having a good lead on them. since last we talked. 329 to 264. So they're not, but 35 votes off from being 100 votes over.
Man, Stokes County is getting in it.
It's a showdown. It's a fight.
It is a Stokes County showdown.
Like I said, I had someone message me yesterday saying, what are the totals currently? And they said, dang, I didn't think I was going to have to pull out the big guns this early. I was like, don't get comfortable.
And again, it's not that early because it's already Tuesday. Don't think you got till Sunday because you don't. You got till Thursday midnight. Got to vote at the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Dropping comments do not count as voting.
They do not.
So, and people ask, you know, why? Well, we got to make it official. And that's how we do it.
Now, if there's some kind of tie or something, we'll do something wonky and come up with it. Who knows what we'll do.
And anything's possible.
We might have to pull out the big guns and literally go taste test both and then decide. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if we had a tie and we had to drag this out until the next week because we had to make sure we tasted both and then we judged?
We haven't even had a conversation about what we would do if there's a tie.
I guess that's what we'd have to do. That's the only fair way to determine who literally has the best ranch.
But would it be fair if you and I were the ones who decided that? Would that be fair? I mean, I'm just asking a question.
No, I guess not.
I'm just saying, how would we pick? Who would decide that?
I mean,
is the only fair way a coin flip?
I never thought about a tie with this.
But you know it's possible.
As close as these two have been, the whole competition, absolutely.
Because the voting cuts off at 12 o'clock midnight, 00
That's
Greenwich
it.
Mean Time on Thursday. And if we happen to be at a tie at that time, then we...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'd have to make a decision about how we were going to choose the winner.
I don't even want to think about that. I'm just hoping somebody whoops somebody else's butt. I don't care who. One of y'all got to whip the other one, though.
Yeah,
don't let it come down to that.
We're fishing to find out.
Rally the troops.
Yep. If you work at these places, tell your customers, wait staff especially, you got the power.
It's the freaking Ranch Roundup.
Game on. Let's do it. Come on.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien, and across the desk is a stuffy and still hoarse Annie Camp.
Collar croaky.
Yep. So, tickets to see Parker McCollum at the White Oak Amphitheater, where it's hidden. it's Greensboro's hidden venue near the Greensboro Coliseum, out behind the trees.
Literally.
Yeah, literally behind the trees. It's kind of right down from Piedmont Hall there.
It's a cool version of like the Raleigh and Charlotte amphitheaters, just a little smaller.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
But still got a good vibe. Those tickets up for grabs for Dale's Secret Stars. I went ahead and I told you it's going to be hard today.
I'm nervous. Where's my pen?
She's got her pen. She's got her card. She's ready to go. She's going to write her answer down and not shout it out. It'll be up to you to figure out who this is to win the tickets to see Parker McCollum. Who is today's Secret Star?
Since I can remember, I always, I didn't know if I'd ever be a mother, be a good mother. I was nervous.
Ooh, it's hard. It's hard. Now, I try to put a clue within the clue.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, just every line's ringing already. Again, Who is today's secret star?
I didn't know if I'd ever be a mother, be a good mother. I was nervous.
A clue within the clue. You got to think about this one.
Good luck, folks, because I don't even know.
I didn't know if I'd ever be a mother, be a good mother. I was nervous.
All right. Today's secret star. Who is that? It's tough, I know. 799 Wolf. First one to get it right gets tickets to see Parker McCollum from The Wolf.
Well, I've been known to ride.
Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Secret star. I warned you ahead of time that it was going to be a hard one today. You are playing for Parker McCollum tickets. That show is coming up at the White Oak Amphitheater.
And if you win this week, it doesn't matter if you won yesterday, today, etc., you will qualify on Friday to win the meet and greets for Parker McCollum.
So it's like a drawing.
Yes.
Okay. Who is today's secret star? And I gave you more than I normally give you. Here we go.
I didn't know if I'd ever be a mother, be a good mother. I was nervous.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning. Speak to me. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Angie.
Angie. All right, Angie. Do you know who today's secret star is?
Oh, my Lord.
You don't know, do you?
No.
Want to take a guess? It's hard. Take a guess.
Jessica Chastain.
No. Interesting guess. No, that isn't correct, though. Thanks for calling. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you? Do you know who today's secret star is?
Is it Mila Kunis?
Nope, not Mila Kunis, but boy, she's one of my favorites. I love her.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, who is today's secret star?
Is it Maren Morris?
Nope, not Maren Morris. I would never use her. She is off my list.
Thank you.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, is it Camilla Harris?
Nope, not Camilla Harris. Thank you. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Is it Jen Arden?
Nope, not Jen. Thanks. Yeah. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's today's secret star?
Is it Gabby Barrett?
No, not Gabby. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's today's secret star?
Is it Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny?
No, that's not her.
That's a good guess.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's today's secret star?
Is it Hillary Swank?
Not Hillary Swank. Thanks for talking. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's today's secret star?
Is it Megan Trainor?
Not Megan. No, thanks. Bye. Thanks. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's today's secret star?
Is it Zendaya?
Nope. Thanks for calling. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's today's secret star?
Is it Carrie Underwood?
Not Carrie. Thanks.
That's what I had written down in the middle of all this.
Not Dang. Carrie. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Who's today's secret star?
Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
What?
Angelina Jolie. She's right.
Congratulations.
What is your name?
Catherine Collins.
Catherine, congratulations. It is Angelina Jolie. Talking about how she didn't know she's going to be a good mother. She adopted all those kids. Congratulations. You have tickets to see Parker McCollum.
Oh, my gosh.
You enjoyed the show. Andy's going to pick up the phone and tell you all about it.
Okay, thank you.
I told you it was hard.
Man.
New country now on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Matt Stell, Breaking in Boots.
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night.
Jelly for your toast this morning. It's 7:41 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. You know what one of the top trending Google searches was yesterday?
What's an eclipse?
My eyes hurt.
Oh my God, that's why you don't look at the sun.
True story. One of the top searches yesterday was my eyes hurt. It doesn't matter how many times you tell people, it does not matter. They do not listen. They're looking up at the sun. Dang!
Just lights up the entire earth. No big deal.
It's a giant ball of fire.
Y'all ever looked at a light bulb? It's the same thing, just further away.
They skyrocketed right after the eclipse ended, peaked around 3:20, just as the eclipse was maxing out here on the East Coast. the Weather Channel says that they had a list of symptoms to look out for, like headaches, blurred vision. People are like, I think I've got blurred vision. I think I've got a headache. It must be caused by the eclipse.
What a good way to call out of work.
Right. Anyway, so if you have some sort of eclipse sickness today.
Grow up.
Yeah.
So, get over it.
Yeah, you got to get on and go to work this
Y'all
morning.
Y'all ever heard the story of Icarus? I mean, you can get too close to that sun, though.
But I thought, I laughed out loud when I saw that one of the top searches was, my eyes hurt. Ow!
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
All of the good news.
Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And I'm sorry, I sound so bad to be celebrating something so good.
It's not that bad.
I feel like
it's better
it is.
Than yesterday.
That's much better than yesterday. So, happy birthday to you, Dylan Klein of Jamestown, who's 4 years old today. Sabrina Bethia of Kernersville. Brooke Ratliff of Ashboro. Anna Grace Hamilton of Ashboro, who's 14 today. My girl, one of my good friends, Miss Bethany Marie Wall of Winston-Salem, having her big birthday today. Hope you have the best day, boo. Matt Savage of Kernersville celebrating along with Beth Williard of Kernersville. Candace Walker of Reedsville. Lincoln Seibert of Lawsonville is 9 today. Bud Phibbs of Pofftown celebrating.
Bud! What's up, Bud? Come on, Bud.
Michael Axe of Winston-Salem. Casey Stewart of Kernersville. Tommy Buchanan of Winston-Salem. Travis Moser of Winston-Salem. And Samantha and Thomas Mincy of Franklinville are celebrating their 8-year wedding anniversary today.
They never had a single fight, ever.
That's at least what Dale says. Oh, also, Olivia Wood of Ashboro. It's turning 11 today. Lots of Ashboro birthdays. Big celebration out there in the borough. Of course, if you want to get on this list, 799-WOLF is the place to call or text, or you can DM on Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf. And Dale, you better do it up and right and big and do it now.
And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I love y'all's radio station. It makes me so happy just to listen to it every morning and every day when I get to work.
Well, thanks for listening out there.
So sweet.
Radio.
I'm in Martinsville, actually. Martinsville, Virginia.
Let's go to the Mart. I love Martinsville.
That's not quite the way that goes.
Oh, that's the way I do it. What's up, girl? What you want?
So my birthday is actually coming up.
Ooh.
It's coming up this Thursday.
Okay, so the 11th.
I'm going to be 31 years old.
Alyssa, what's your last name?
Hollinsworth.
I got you, girl. You said you'll be 31?
Yes, ma'am.
Martinsville, VA.
Yep.
Well, Alyssa, happy early birthday. I got you on the list, and we'll celebrate with you on Thursday, and we appreciate you so much.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of y'all's day.
You too, girl.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Nice call from the
deal. I'm excited to celebrate her.
It's 8:04. We got some more Parker McCollum tickets coming later this hour.
My buddy Brandon holds a record.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Number one on today's top three. Tuesdays after eclipses. We donate glasses. Yeah, whatever it is. Tuesdays after eclipses, we donate glasses. And today is Tuesday, so we're donating our eclipse glasses. So don't throw them away if you had them from the solar eclipse yesterday. Because, look, they're not going to be good for another 25 years. You don't need to hang on to those.
No.
All you hoarders, you can get them in 25 years. Leave them alone. If you want to get rid of them now, which you need to, let's do something good with them. Send them to Latin America for the kids. They're going to be able to enjoy them during their August 2024 eclipse. And you can send them via Eclipse Glasses USA, which is an LLC based out of Utah. And they make sure that those glasses get to them so they can enjoy them during their eclipse. So you can Google them or I can send you the P.O. box if you're interested. But again, it's Eclipse Glasses USA. Just look for them on Google LLC and get those glasses donated, okay? Reduce, reuse, recycle. Throw them things away. Somebody else could use them. Number two on today's top three. I didn't know that they did this, but apparently Carowinds does a little music fest action every year. I don't know. I've never heard of that. I was hoping Dale was going to say something. Why I pressed my cough button, so I'm sorry. they have a lot of performances coming up, and so one kicks off Friday, July 5th with Liam Rimes. We got July 26th with Brett Young and Restless Road. Saturday, July 27th, got Brantley Gilbert and Lauren Elena. And then Saturday, August 10th is Russell Dickerson with Tyler Rich. So
this is some good shows coming up there.
Yeah. And it's all included with your park admission. If you're a season pass holder or you just go for the day, it doesn't matter. It's all included. So I thought that was really cool stuff.
Nice.
And then number three to round out today's top three, I did get fooled. But it's what I had, so I wasn't changing it from the first one today. I thought for sure that Driscoll's had come out with something fantastic. The Blue Bliss Raspberry. Because you always hear about blue raspberry flavoring, but we've never seen a blue raspberry. Just like grape tastes like purple. It's not grape, it's purple. Blue raspberry. What is it? Not real. Thanks, Driscoll's, for fooling me.
She got fooled again.
I did. I thought it was going to be a delicious, juicy, wonderful, beautiful blueberry bliss raspberry.
No. Sorry.
Not yet, at least. It's coming, I'm sure.
If this happens again, you're going to go on, I got fooled probation.
Yeah, I don't normally get fooled. And it even says, in all caps, that's foolishly good. How'd
see
I
what
miss
they
that?
Did there, fool, fool, Mr.
Thanks,
April Fool.
Thanks, Driscoll's.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Little George Strait makes everything better, Dale.
You're exactly right, especially when it's the live version. Performed live at the last show at the Astrodome in Houston. It's Write This Down.
I never saw the end inside.
All right, man. All right, I'm going to win these next ones from you. All right.
All right, good luck.
All right, bye.
He's confident. He's going to win them, he said. We'll see.
Confidence is key.
Got to have confidence, that's for sure. Yeah, we got more of those tickets coming up to see Parker McCollum at the White Oak Amphitheater. We'll do that, as I said, and as I told him. Around 8:50-ish with Annie Knows Everybody.
Oh, that's a surprise to me. All right. Well, I do know everybody, so good luck.
All right. So we'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes. Oh.
What?
Vote in the News and Record poll.
Oh, here we go.
The Reader's Choice poll is up, and yours truly is nominated. I need your vote.
Just to remind y'all, it's just him. It's just Dale.
You will share in the glory. You will share. You will bask.
You know, if you're feeling bad for me right now, all I need is a little follow on Instagram at @AnnieCamp_onAir.
Here we go. And I'll have the voting information for you at Wolfman Dale on Instagram. Wolfman Dale on Instagram.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
All of the good music you just heard.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It is time to win tickets to see Parker McCollum, and we're going to do it with Annie Knows Everybody. It's where you get some questions, see if you match up with Annie's answers, and see who knows more people, you or Annie Camp, and no one has been able to take her down so far.
Yeah, we haven't played this in a while, but we left with me being undefeated.
So it's the return of Annie Knows Everybody.
Wow.
Is that dramatic enough?
Was very dramatic.
What caller?
12.
Caller 12 right now. Caller 12. Playing Annie Knows Everybody for tickets to see Parker McCollum at the White Oak Amphitheater in Greensboro. Tickets on sale for that show, too, by the way.
God
made man, and man made a bar. Here's Morgan and Eric.
I sat down on a bar stool.
Ranch Roundup winding down. It's game on now. The champion dip round is set. John Brown's Country Store against Little Creek Diner. Vote by midnight Thursday at 931wolfcountry.com.
These numbers are as fresh as the ranch dressing these restaurants are whipping out weekly daily.
Hit me.
John Brown's Country Store has 338 votes right now, and Little Creek Diner has 270.
It's close.
It is close.
We were pondering earlier this morning, what if there's a tie?
Oh.
Because it cuts off at midnight Thursday night on the dot.
Someone said drag it out. and do a blind taste test. People can come out, taste both, and then vote for Ranch 1 or Ranch 2. And I have to agree, we'd have to pull something like that off, Dalo. I think people would show out. We could do it somewhere near both of these. We'll find a mutual point. Maybe like, I don't know, somewhere. Somewhere mutual in between the two of these. And we will have people come out and blind taste. We'll do it at a dang gas station parking lot.
Yeah, if there's a tie, we're because it's so close and it is possible, we got to think about what we would do if that happened. So we've certainly never happened before, but it could easily happen this time.
I think I'm just so excited and proud to see that ranch dressing means so much to other people as it does to me.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
It means so much. It's not just a dressing. It's a side dip. I really want to say that I am the one who pioneered the way to asking for ranch as a dip.
You did?
I used to do this all the time before it became a thing. I discovered how gorgeous it was on French fries.
I don't know if you...
I did.
Are you just claiming credit for that?
No, I swear to God. I was dipping ranch before everybody else was dipping ranch. Uh-huh. And I'll put my life on that one.
All right, first in wins.
I used to do it at Burger King all the time before they changed it to that nasty ranch.
What are they using? Ken's?
I don't know what they were using. I don't know what they used to use and what they're using now. But whatever it is now is garbage.
Oof.
It's cringy. My 5-year-old was like, ugh! And that's saying something because he likes Hidden Valley.
All right. Let me remind you again that you must vote by midnight Thursday night at 931wolfcountry.com. Dropping comments doesn't count as a vote. You've got to do it at the website. Again, by midnight Thursday. And it's fast and furious right now. So get in there and get on it one time. New Country now on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
It's very viral. Coming straight from Dasha. Here's Austin.
All right, that's it for the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Sliding on out to have a Tuesday. That makes me hungry for a taco.
Of course it does, Dale.
When could you not eat a taco?
Never, not ever. I can eat them all the time.
Doesn't matter what time of day. Morning, noon, night, overnight. Give me a taco. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
You're going to eat one today. Enjoy it. Have an extra one for me. Coming back tomorrow with more tickets for you to see Parker McCollum at the White Up Amphitheater. And the Ranch Roundup is heating up. Let me tell you. Game on. Champion Dip Round, John Brown's Country Store against Little Creek Diner. John Brown's has a slight edge right now.
And we've got a ranch we're going to try on air at some point, maybe tomorrow.
Bring it in.
I'm going to.
What are we going to dip in it?
Pizza rolls, duh.
Pizza rolls, yes! You going to bring your air fryer?
Absolutely.
Oh, man, is this tomorrow? Let's do it tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow it is.
Tomorrow it is. Fantastic. I can't wait. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye, Annie.
Leave you with a new song. This is Tucson Too Late from Jordan Davis on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. See you tomorrow morning.
I didn't know if we were over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.